Irma might not have hit quite as hard as people had feared, but the storm has upended lives, especially along the coast where there's widespread flooding and damage. Florida Governor Rick Scott says people need to stay alert.
Don't put any more lives at risk. We already went through this horrendous storm. Don't put your life at risk because of down power lines, debris, impassable roads.
The hardest hit areas are Jacksonville and the Keys, where people may not be able to return for weeks. Almost 7 million homes and businesses in Florida are without electricity. That includes most of Miami-Dade County. NPR's Kirk Ziegler starts our coverage there.
The violent surge of ocean water that turned the palm tree lined boulevards of Miami's Brickell District into raging rivers has receded, and this is the sound that's taking its place. Crews in hard hats using chainsaws to clear down trees and brush from the mud-strewn streets. Nearby is Dean Richardson.
This road was flooded. The water was up here over the sidewalk. Well, there's a drain there. It's probably clogged, so I unclogged it, and look, water's gone.
Richardson is helping his wife clean up around a small historic museum she runs on the waterfront. His early read, no serious damage, just a big mess.
And it takes hours and hours and hours to undo what you've done to prepare, but I'll take it.
This upscale neighborhood home to Miami's financial district is starting to hum again. Hardly any cars, but lots of police, gawkers, and people streaming live videos to update worried relatives. Victor Balbuena spun down here on his bike, hoping to check on some friends over in Miami Beach, but it's still cut off.
But so far, it's a lot of mess.
He moved here recently from Puerto Rico and is used to hurricanes.
I will say we prepare. Like, we store a lot of water. We got our grill, so we're going to grill. So I would say just the mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes and oppressive heat. Most people don't have power. It's muggy, and the temperature won't dip below 80 tonight. A couple blocks away along the shore, I'm dodging piles of palm fronds and foul-smelling standing water. And it's clear it's going to be a while before things are back to normal in Miami. Looks like most of the fishing boats and small yachts in this small marina I'm walking along on the shoreline here are damaged, if not total losses. One sunk completely. Bernice Bougier came out for a look.
You see old boat there in the water, the harbor is broken, and it is, looks like a cemetery. It's terrible.
Bougier lives on the 31st floor of the apartment tower above us and didn't leave for the storm because she was worried she'd have a hard time getting back into Miami. A lot of the city did empty out by Saturday before the forecast showed Irma shifting west. So there's one thing you hear almost everywhere today. This could have been a lot worse. Sure, there were tornadoes, destructive winds, but it wasn't as devastating as everyone was dreading. About 30 miles southwest of Miami, where suburban development has taken over the wetlands and farmland, people were fearing the worst from Irma.
Okay, so we're in Homestead. It's a former farming area that's been heavily developed and, in fact, was hit really hard during Hurricane Andrew.
At an apartment complex with many Creole and Spanish-speaking residents, I meet Ada Lopez as she's sweeping mud off the stairs to her second-floor apartment.
Is your house okay?
Yeah, no, a little bit of water, but not too much damage.
Lopez moved all of her pictures off the wall and pushed an air mattress and her couch in front of her screen door and was safe and mostly dry while the hurricane passed.
That's the only problem I have now, no power.
Lopez says she's keeping her spirits up, staying positive, and just waiting for the power to come back. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Miami.